Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It came in.
Is it a Reza?
It could have been a Reza.
Might have been a Reza.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, that's my number now. Kind of here's like 50 grand or something.
Yeah.
But it's Tom Brady, man. That would be pretty funny if Godwin was like, nah, I'm number 12.
What number would Brady go to?
That's a good question.
Was he 12 at Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 16. So. His idol is Montana.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. If I was Godwin and you were in that situation where you weren't willing to do it to just be nice because it's your quarterback.
He was 10, by the way, at Michigan.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, I was curious.
Well, maybe he'd just go 10.
So he was number 10 at Michigan.
Probably something like 50 grand in like a signed jersey of New England and Tampa Bay, and I'd get it framed.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, you can't go too big because then he would say no.
You think he'd run out Giselle? You think he'd agree to your request?
No.
Run out. You want a day or a night? 24 hours? 12? How many would you need?
48.
You want 48 hours? You're going big.
Yeah.
48 hours with Giselle, huh?
Chew it and do it.
How's your reload time looking right there?
Well, I don't worry about reload time. We got the weekend. What am I worried about?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Not jokingly, like you wouldn't go too big.
Would you ask for $1 million?
No, because he wouldn't agree to that.
No.
The most you get in these cases
is
like...
How much is Tom Brady worth? You don't think he'd agree to $1 million?
No.
Giselle's got like $800 billion in the bank. They're doing just fine.
There's nothing I would give $1 million for.
See, I think it would be something more, not a money thing like...
That's what it was. Kent Bazemore got bought 24 from Anthony Simons.
Oh, there you go.
Anthony Simons was 24. Thank you, listeners.
It'd be like, would he and Giselle go to like take him to his parents' house for dinner or something like that?
Wait, hold on.
You bring Tom home?
I'm jokingly throwing Giselle out there in a non-serious manner. Why would you want Giselle to go to your parents' house?
Are we like swapping?
No, not like that.
By the way, Godwin is still on his rookie deal. He only makes $2.1 million. So $1 million go a long way for Chris Godwin. He's only going to make $2.1 this year.
In a tax-free state, he only makes $2
million. You know how much he made last year in a Pro Bowl season?
$700,000.
$677,000.
Yeah.
Less than $1 million. $1 million goes along. It's not like Godwin's got one of these big wide receiver contracts.
Does he have a charitable foundation that he started that he could make a donation to? Something like that. Don't be greedy for yourself. Come on.
Maybe a car. You could ask for a cool car.
You ask for a car?
Yeah.
You go car payment?
Rolls Royce.
That's a couple hundred grand, though.
$200K.
Yeah, that's better than $1 million, I guess.
I think I'd rather have the cash, but you could go car.
Would you go Larry David and then just sell it right away?
I'd ask for the truth about Deflategate.
Ooh.
You got to come clean. You got to tell me, were you deflating balls?
Dude, I really don't think he would change his tune. You think he'd change his tune behind the scenes?
That'd be really funny. And then Godwin outs him when he gets like traded in 2 years. Hey, trade it!
Godwin secretly records it. His phone's on the whole time.
Yeah, and what would you demand if you were number 12 on Tampa? Let us know, as Chris Godwin's not demanding anything, apparently. He's just going to hand over the number to old Tom Brady. But he had his press conference yesterday, and it was over the phone. So kind of a unique one, but everything's unique right now. Okay, I'm going to unveil the bracket. Are you ready? The 16 best sports villains of all time. We'll start it tomorrow. Also, we'll get you all set for the next episode of Hunters, because Sprague already watched it. Swag has to tonight. We'll close up there next on The Fan.
I think Rob's got a mullet now.
Is it mullet length now on the hair?
I mean, from my angle, it looks like it might be mullety, but I don't think he wants to move yet.
Okay.
You got a mullet?
It's a good look if you can pull it off. Dye it blonde like Exotic Joe.
What did he say, Swigard?
Says he has sex appeal.
I mean, a mullet's a good look.
You need to dye that top part blonde, and you need to go as Joe Exotic for Halloween this year.
Totally need to. Throw a couple of piercings on the ear.
You're keeping that bad boy going?
Just need a cane and a knee pad.
Look at him. He's got curls for the girls.
Cane and a knee pad and a
limp. Look at him. Yes.
Yeah, get separation. 6 feet.
Yeah. 6 feet.
Way too close to me right now. So you guys were talking about Tiger King?
Yeah. We dove into that thing.
We haven't done it yet because Lynch and Suk are catching up.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to have on tomorrow.
Oh, we have the guy who did the story and the podcast before Netflix made it. The guy who made it, he's going to be on the show tomorrow.
That the filmmaker that's in the...
No, it's that he did the podcast. It was a podcast before it was a Netflix thing.
Oh.
And he did the podcast, and then Netflix heard about it because it did so well. And he's going to be on tomorrow. He interviewed all those people.
It's sensational.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
On all levels.
Seriously.
But, so it's full of just like, it's just like one... weird, wild detail after another.
Yes.
I'm stuck on one.
Which one? Is it the one we were texting? We were in the group chat on the group text?
No. Which, but did you report that to your listeners?
I said that Men's Health is saying that they think there was
There's two in there. Okay. One is that he doesn't, Joe Exotic does not sing. He's lip syncing.
Oh, he for sure
right.
Doesn't.
Nobody, yeah. I didn't buy that either.
Yeah.
Even watching it, I was
because
like, no.
Because I was watching it going, God, he's pretty good.
Right.
And then you're like, well, there's no way
the
he's.
The funeral scene, it reveals it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, because you can hear the regular voice in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Missed that. Yeah. Funeral scene is right where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Golden Nuggets.
I cannot, for the life of me, of all the unbelievable S in that film, I cannot believe the stones of Joe Exotic to get up at that guy's funeral, and all he does is talk about and remember... his boy toy's beautiful balls.
Yes.
Golden Nuggets.
Yep.
Come
I know.
On.
And the mom does nothing.
Nothing. And by the way, she's strung out.
I was going to say, the theory for me and my wife is that she is basically what her son was. She's super
she's
on meth.
Mess. You can tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But holy crap, I can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, a fantastic docuseries.
Great show. Yeah. And I'm not talking about you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, we knew that. Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's pretty obvious.
We know who we are.
Yeah, there you go. Isaac Rop, ladies and gentlemen. Isaac Rop. The mullet's it's just fantastic.
It is
too.
Pretty good.
It looks fantastic.
Like, seriously, if we're not social distancing in October.
You want to grab it?
No, I don't want to grab it. That's for the missus to do.
You want to run your fingers through it?
I want him to dye it, and I want him to wear a really flamboyant shirt. He's got to go as Joe Exotic for Halloween.
Yeah, get some sequences.
Yes.
Something like Zach Collins was wearing in the playoffs last year.
Exactly. Just like that. Get a little knee brace, a little cane, limp his way in here, do a radio show.
You got to put a fake gun on your hip, you know, get the holster going on, you know. That's a hell of a look right there. Okay. All right. Are we ready?
I give him credit for this, too, is... he has something that he just can't get over. There's like 15 things in that docuseries I can't get over.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
I feel like there's a documentary follow-up, which, by the way, Netflix said they have so much new information.
Yeah, because
that they're making potentially a part two docuseries on it.
Well, you know all those other guys are going to end up in jail. Like, all of them are going to go to jail outside of Carol, who should be in jail because she murdered her husband.
Yeah.
But everybody else is eventually going to go to jail.
I want her to do a lie detector test, and I want to watch her fail it.
Yeah.
Because we know she killed that guy.
Yeah, she is certifiably crazy.
She put verbiage in the will, like if he's gone or disappears.
Right.
And they noted like how weird that is.
She stole the will and changed it out of the
Let any of the daughters have any access to it. The ex-wife admittedly says, yeah, I'm scared of her.
Yeah, come on now.
She's got 200 tigers.
Come on, man. Yeah, go watch. If you haven't seen it, man, we're not doing anything. There's nothing on TV right now. Go watch Tiger King.
But I was gonna say
it's worth your time.
The follow-up, it doesn't just need to be a follow-up on Joe Exotic, right? There can only be so much info from Joe Exotic.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bhagavan Ansel needs to have a docuseries on him because he's a polygamist.
Yeah, he's got like three wives.
Who euthanized tigers by putting them in gas chambers.
Yeah.
I want that story.
Yeah, I need more backstory there.
And his name's Bhagavan, and he's a white guy.
And he changed his name to that, right?
Yes.
It's like a sexual innuendo kind of name, isn't it, if I remember correctly?
I think they said it means like Lord.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was like, Lord. Oh,
and
God.
Then they had the chick from Iowa who used to work for him.
Yeah.
And how he used to convince him to get breast implants.
Yeah, she got breast implants for him.
They work like 17, 18-hour days. They go to bed and then they wake up and work again.
Yeah, there's no days off, no breaks, no Christmas. They work 365 days a year.
He's just as equally different, but equally as fascinating as Joe Exotic.
It's a hell of a thing, man. Who knew all of that stuff was going on? And there's more tigers in the world that are in captivity in America than there are in the wild and where they're supposed to be.
It's a serious question. I think it's reaching because this thing is becoming so popular. I think it's very easy to ask, is this the best thing Netflix has created?
It's up there.
Seriously.
Don't F with Cats was wild.
Yeah.
And the turns, like that kind of story
making
was... Making a murderer was the first one of this kind of line of investigative...
I'm talking everything they've made. You could even throw Frank Underwood.
Sure. House of Cards. I mean, they made a lot of great shows.
Right.
This is up there. And it's amazing, too, how the documentary filmmaker, he tells you at the beginning how he stumbled upon it. He was like, look, I can't remember what random thing he was looking into, the sale of some animal or something. And then he stumbles across like a Bengal tiger in the back of some guy's van. And he's like, why is there a Bengal tiger in the back of this guy's van, like a baby tiger? And that led him on this whole investigation of who owns them, who's running the farms, the whole thing. And he just followed this rabbit hole for years.
Yep.
And there we are.
So a reminder, tomorrow's show, the guy who wrote about this story at first and created the Joe Exotic podcast, the Tiger King podcast, which is what helped Netflix say,
That's where this started. Yeah.
He's going to be on the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Somebody said you should open the show tomorrow with, hey, all you crazy cat and kitten out there. God, she is weird, man. That is weird stuff. Okay, are we ready for this?
They do some kinky stuff in that relationship.
She's all of everything she owns is tiger, like print and leopard print and lion print. And
I think he's got bite marks.
He's got
all
bite
over
marks.
His body.
He's for sure got bite marks. Okay, are we ready for this? This is the bracket. We're rolling it out tomorrow.
Okay, this is best sports movie villains.
Best sports movie villain. And I'm going to go matchup. So we can go, I'm going to go 1 versus 16, 2-15, yada, 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 all the way down. Okay, we're ready for this? Ivan Drago versus Judge Smales. Now, some of these early ones are going to be blowouts, but that's the way brackets usually turn out.
That should be a blowout.
Shooter McGavin versus Strands and Fairchild Von Waldenberg.
Is that the Blades of Glory twins?
The Blades of Glory.
I'm a little upset you put him as a 16 seed.
15. Well. Okay, but Shooter McGavin. I wanted comedy versus comedy.
Shooter McGavin's going to win.
Bud Kilmer versus Kevin O'Shea, who is the Little Giants coach.
Ed O'Neill,
the Cowboys coach in Little Giants.
Mm-hmm.
White Goodman versus Jack Parkman.
That we got some good matchups coming now.
Big Earn versus Birdie from Above the Rim.
Yep.
So I went comedy versus serious. Clubber Lang versus Slackhammer.
Mm-hmm.
John Kreese versus Johnny Lawrence.
Okay.
So that's I put the two karate kids against each other. And then Wolf the Dentist Stanson versus Ogie Oglethorpe.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Boom.
Let's go.
Rolling it out tomorrow, baby. You can vote. We'll throw out the poll questions at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, at 1080 The Fan as well, as we will crown the best sports movie villain of all time, the first bracket that we're getting underway. I think the listeners were clamoring for a best cocktail bracket next. That seemed to be a little bit of thirst out there for that.
I like the pun. I think we need to do a sample, too.
Oh, that's the whole point.
To conclude who really wins.
Some research. So
that's the whole point. Yeah, we'll come up with 16 cocktails. We'll buy the ingredients that we need. There's nobody else in the building, so we just store them in the fan control room.
We'll make some extras for our coworkers who do the show after us.
Exactly, you know? And then we vote. Crown the best cocktail.
I'm in.
All right. Well, we'll start this one tomorrow. Also, 1 o'clock, if you're watching Tiger King or if you watch Tiger King, you're going to want to listen tomorrow at 1. If you missed it today, Toby Moskowitz was on the show. He is an economics professor at Yale, and it's by far the most educated thing our radio program has ever done. And if you want to go listen, we had him on for about a half hour, just the impact on the economy, where we're going, the stock market, all that kind of stuff. I thought it was a really good conversation. We'll tweet it out at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. You can also find it at 1080thefan.com. Thank you for being a part of our Wednesday, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.